This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is The Times afternoon briefing on Thursday, the 18th of April. The Conservative MP, Mark Menzies, has given up the party whip while he's investigated for potential fraud. A Times investigation's revealed allegations the MP for filed in Lancashire called a 78-year-old local volunteer at 3 in the morning asking for £5,000, claiming he was locked in a flat by bad people and that it was a matter of life or death. The Times senior investigations reporter Billy Kemper explains what happened.
He was asking her to transfer that money from a campaign fund, a fund of donated money from local supporters, to meet that cost. She refused to do that. The money was ultimately paid by one of his staff members, his office manager, who we understand cashed in her own ISA to do so.
The investigation also includes claims he used donors' money to reimburse the second woman and pay medical bills. Mr. Menzies disputes the allegations and says he's always followed the rules on financial declarations. More than 50 Conservative MPs have written in The Times calling on Rishi Sunak to designate Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terror group. Suella Braverman and Dame Priti Patel are among 134 peers and MPs from various parties, saying the weekend's attacks on Israel mean the military wing should be proscribed. The Defence Secretary, Grant Shapps, told Times Radio there would be downsides to doing that.
There are pros and cons of proscription. One of the things you don't get to do if you proscribe is to have any form of diplomatic relations at all, which means you can no longer deliver direct messages, you can no longer have an embassy. So there are things to balance off in both directions.
The government insists it is working to get people the treatments they need after a think tank said the medicine supply chain was broken. The Nuffield Trust is urging a government review of how drugs are obtained, saying Brexit has exacerbated problems felt around the world. The health board in charge of Scotland's only gender clinic for children has paused prescribing puberty blockers. NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde, which runs the Sandyford Clinic in Glasgow, says it's reviewed its treatments after the CAS review in England. Dr. Hilary Cass's report said there was a lack of evidence around the use of puberty blockers and other medical treatments. A study has found that more middle-class women have taken up smoking in the last decade, the only group in which the habit spread. Researchers at University College London found the number of affluent women under 45 who smoked went up from 12 to 15%. One of the study's authors, Dr. Sharon Cox, told Times Radio why that might be.
It does seem to be that, for some women at least, they are rejecting other methods of nicotine use, which are far less harmful, because they don't see those as cool, and maybe they see smoking as a little bit cooler.
And the government agency that gives funding to Olympic and Paralympic hopefuls will cut a quarter of its staff before this summer's games. UK Sport is also getting rid of half its directors by July, citing unprecedented financial pressures. There's more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.